This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A coalition of conservation and environmental organizations is suing a central Montana coal mine that has failed to reclaim land that it has mined, creating safety hazards for landowners, livestock, and firefighters, and compromising the productive use of agricultural properties. The complaint is in a 20-page petition that 11 groups submitted earlier this month to the federal government seeking its intervention. The Bull Mountains Mine, an underground coal mining operation near the community of Roundup, is operated by Signal Peak Energy. It's been the second most productive coal mine in Montana for 15 years. 7 to 8 million tons of coal is dug out of the Bull Mountains annually and exported to foreign markets via a shipping terminal in Vancouver, British Columbia. The mine earns vast profits for Signal Peak Energy, but the company has not restored the land or protected other natural resources. The plaintiffs, which include Northern Plains Resource Council, the Montana Environmental Information Center, 350 Montana, and Citizens for Clean Energy, say that Signal Peak's longwall mining operation, which involves excavating the mammoth coal seam in miles-long panels, has created subsidence cracks in the earth, some of them several feet across, dozens of feet deep, and hundreds of feet long. State regulators have not investigated citizen claims regarding inadequate or non-existent remediation efforts and have not taken any meaningful action to address problems raised by landowners, the plaintiffs say. The company has bullied and intimidated landowners in order to evade enforcement burdens by forcing residents off the land in violation of federal and state mining laws. The groups are asking the Federal Office of Surface Mining, Reclamation, and Enforcement to investigate the mine itself or to direct the Montana Department of Environmental Quality to grant a citizen inspection request within 10 days. After the inspection, the petitioners would like the federal agency to halt Signal Peak's operation until the company complies with federal and state laws. Northern Plains Resource Council member and Roundup area rancher Steve Charter said that while the subsidence cracks may be an inevitable feature of underground mining, they're also a fixable one. But Mr. Charter says that, unfortunately, DEQ has failed to uphold its responsibility to require prompt fixes, and that lack of enforcement threatens local livelihoods and public safety as coal corporations are allowed to push off their repair obligations for decades, Charter said. This is the third time that petitioners have presented concerns related to Signal Peak's operation to mining regulators in the past 2 years. Earlier petitions seeking the federal government's investigation into unsafe mining practices and harm to water quality did not prompt investigations by federal regulators, even though Signal Peak has proven itself to be a uniquely bad actor. A fourth petition asked the U.S. Justice Department to intervene in illegal activities committed by Signal Peak executives. Earlier this year, the New York Times published a story outlining criminal investigations into mine operations and Signal Peak executives. Illegal activities range from embezzlement and cocaine trafficking to bribes to prevent injured employees from reporting their injuries to federal safety regulators. A Montana 8th grade student, Grayson O'Connor, has made junior rodeo history. Grayson O'Connor and her horse, Fancy, became the first to win both the junior and ladies barrel racing championships in the 47-year history of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. It was quite the celebration Monday in Arlee on the Flathead Indian Reservation as O'Connor was welcomed with a parade to celebrate an accomplishment she's been working for her whole life. At the age of three, O'Connor started barrel racing, and just a decade later, she's a champion. But it was a journey to get there, as she had to win many Junior National Rodeo Association championships and then qualify for the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. O'Connor will continue to compete in the rodeo event of barrel racing and plans to attend the Indian National Finals Rodeo again next year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.